That was too big of a reaction.
All right, hold on. All right, we'll move you back to the middle some. All right, Pat, you hold on a second. I'll bring you to the middle some. Make sure we're both here. Okay. All right, you guys can turn around now.
Man, we need some close-ups too.
Oh man!
I'm gonna do some close-ups right now. While we get started. Hold on, let me just.
I do read on camera.
Get your pizza box up. Oh, look at his nose too. This is so good.
What's up, B? Hi. How you doing?
Did you look at my bracelets?
Yes. Oh. This is
so
horrifying.
Oh my god.
So I'm just like
nailed each
on
other.
Whoa.
Right, pause.
Pause. On the other side of this.
I gotta finish taking my pills. I got tip more to take.
This might be
Oh my god.
This might cover me.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we can move that. We can put them down here on the bottom and this if you want.
Right. Wow. We'll start with them, and just like I'll start with these, and then I'll just like put them. I'll probably put this something right here.
Yeah, there you go.
Huh. That is funny. Having freckles is kind of fun, though.
Yeah, it is.
You did a good job.
It's like a thank you. I was in there for a minute. Mm-hmm.
No, I was like, I gotta bring Pat a mirror. He's gonna have.
It's like a filter. Putting a filter on your face because it's a lot of nothing if you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Damn, I did too.
You did a good job.
I was like, yo, does he really have that many freckles?
Okay. I'm gonna wear these on my stream today. I'll just keep it on. The hair is crazy.
Hey, he's doing it.
You see the bun though?
The bun is pretty well done. That's damn.
So we gotta start this one with you, Tahir.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Did you guys know that you were dressing as each other?
This is all hippie.
Wow.
This is all hippie.
Great job, hippie.
This is a Jesus. Best. That's funny.
Okay.
It's situations like this that kind of let you know your things.
It's for real.
It's just like, damn, I didn't know I was wearing.
I did little tattoos on the arm, too. I did a piece of it.
Is that the
gang controller?
Damn, I didn't think it was going to read. But even the freckles read, I definitely could have did the band-aid.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, man.
That was excellent.
All right, well,
that's great.
Guess you kick it off, Tahir.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
How are we going to get through this?
Give me my single. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. You know what I'm saying? You ever put a cape on your dick? Mine's not as good as Malcolm's, but... I just want y'all to see the nose ring before I take it out. All right, you can go back. Okay, you can go back. You don't have to go into a single for him, please.
No, we gotta do a single.
No!
Tahir!
Oh my god. This can't be the vibe I'm giving niggas.
Oh,
that can't be
good.
The vibe that I'm giving people.
Definitely.
Oh, my bad. We got a great, we have an amazing guest today. We got all the way from Xavier's mansion. We have Storm, a.k.a. Persephone. Woo!
Hey. What's up, y'all?
Are you Storm?
I am.
Look. Wait, you got to stand up.
Thought you were like a wrestling chick. That's something. Oh,
okay. Probably.
Pat would say. I'm going to do everything how Pat would do it. All of my responses are going to be like how
Pat
would do
it. So I got to lie the whole episode?
Jesus.
No! I'm not
Pat, does say you got to stand up. That is something that he does.
I'm not gonna lie. This takes some getting used to. The freckles hat combo. I'm not hating it. I'm not hating it. If I could actually like eat these, I might like get a better like sense into Tahir's life.
Wait, you can't? You can't eat it?
No, it's.
But you're a warthog.
Where did you? Are we doing that? You woman?
I thought I was
you woman? You lesbian? Damn, being on the other end isn't bad. Look at your hair, girl. Stop texting your nigga. I get
expected
all this.
I expected this.
Sorry you had to be in the crosshairs for this story.
Oh, I'm not mad.
I know this was a joke. Is the Kirby up for grabs, though?
I knew it.
Is the Kirby, is that yours?
This is my son.
Oh, and okay.
That's my Care Bear.
For sure. No, okay, that makes sense. Because I was like, damn, I've never mentioned Care Bears. That's a little before my time.
That is a great Kirby.
I don't look like that for real, right? I haven't done the headband thing in a long time.
That's so you, though. It's attached to
even
you.
How he's... Damn, I sit like this, too.
And that's my shirt, but it's just a really big shirt I had.
What?
From the Empire Strips Back.
Shirt.
So I was like, that seems like something Pat would wear.
Empire Strips Back. We heard about that on this show.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, you guys, well, we're going to do an intro freestyle. I don't know how he intros this. So what beat should we do? I don't know. I'm just going to do Super Mario.
Seems
appropriate. Chat, what do you guys think?
Seems appropriate.
I'm just going to do Super Mario.
Seems appropriate.
You ready to rap?
Oh, it's my... I get to rap?
You do the beat.
You start. I do the beat. You start, and then you got to jump in. You ready?
Oh, okay.
All right. Hang on. Do a line of hot dog real quick.
You are...
Alright.
Seems appropriate. This is a kid's show. Hey, check it out. Come on. Pop up in the room, chewing on some shrooms. Oh, hot dogs all over the room.
Boom.
We got Persephone here. You see her white and golden hair? She's supposed to be Storm. It's a bomb, yeah. Tahir's on the beat. He's going on, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking this up.
Yo, coming through and block drop and up. Don't wait down.
Internet, you scary.
I had nothing.
I'm sorry.
I was going to jump in, but I thought you were...
You had no choice. Can I just publicly give Tahir his props? Nigga, that shit is difficult as fuck. There is nothing y'all could have done. There is nothing that could have helped y'all with that.
I was about to jump in because I thought I saw he was at a loss for words.
I would have ruined it for you.
So.
Nothing.
Oh, that was tough. Switching is tough. Freaky Friday is not an easy movie to do.
Hey, man. It's so many hours. Just get pictures. That's all. Like, screenshot it.
Happy
post your
Halloween.
Favorite part of the video. Mm-hmm. This one. Great job, Hippie. Can we give Hippie a round of applause for planning out every episode we've had a costume on?
Man,
this has all been the brainchild of Hippie. This has been great.
This is the closest one to Halloween. It's got to be,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. The last one.
It has to be. Yeah, man, oh, man.
This is great.
Y'all look awesome.
What's up, Pete? How you doing, man?
What's up, Storm? It's been a really long time since I've been on this show.
Yeah.
What it do?
How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get some laughs with y'all. Y'all have a really good show. I'll be seeing all the clips and episodes. I mean, I'm subscribed on Patreon.
Come on,
so,
man. That's what I like to hear.
Okay, Scary Squad in the building.
Scary Squad in the building.
We're in this thing.
Pat be shaking his head like that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You got to make
that. It's not overly done like that.
Those are some bouncy.
Yeah, just, I got a lot of bouncy. I switched to a dual conditioner.
That's how he responds to Quantrill.
Wow.
Him.
Here?
That's what?
You brought Quantrill into this safe
Why
place?
Why are you getting offended? It's directed at him.
I'm just saying, Quantrill is usually left in ADD. You brought that into a safe place?
It's not you. It's him. Oh, that's too
far. I deserve that.
It's a generational sting. I can't act like I can't feel that.
You got the freckles deadpan, man.
I did do it.
You did a great job with the freckles, bro.
Future makeup artist in the house. But I will say this, as a nigga who's been in Ralph's and heard somebody be like, hey, where's the chocolate-covered almonds? I've heard that in person.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Tahir mask can't hide that. Still felt the Quantrill jokes.
Damn. Sorry, my bad.
And your hair is like more moisturized than mine at the moment.
It is.
It's shinier.
It is really shiny, bro. It has a lot of bounce to it right now. I might rock this for the rest of the night. I'll go to a couple places and
I gotta
like,
stream
hey, what's
tonight.
Up, I'm Patrick Cloud.
I'm keeping the freckles for the night. I'm not even gonna mention it. I'm just gonna start it like normal. I'm not gonna be like, right,
as you should. It's a good look. And you know, we tend to get like moles and freckles and stuff as we age. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have quite a few and they're starting to get darker. So
yeah, but okay. I was actually on you about this because you don't look like you have freckles when you have makeup on. And then when you have no makeup on, there's all these freckles.
Really? You got freckles?
She got hella freckles. And I be telling her, like, why? Stop hiding the freckles.
What?
Like, freckles are popping right now.
You can't
them?
See them a little bit under the makeup?
A little bit when I look close, yeah. But, I mean, that's like mine. Like, if you look close to
mine look more like
here,
that.
They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, my freckles are literally, like, once you start noticing them, do you see they're everywhere?
You got freckles on your feet?
Everywhere.
On the
bro.
Feet?
Look at the fingers. Look. They're everywhere. They're all on my fingers. They're all on my
hands. Oh, wow. But there's not that many. They kind of dissipate at the fingers.
Yeah,
I wonder why.
But all at the hands and everywhere, like anywhere there's mass, you will see them.
Mm. Why are they everywhere? When people have freckles, like, why isn't it just like, man, I got freckles right here, or I got freckles right here? Why
you know what's
like
crazy? Is that people, like, they came from the sun and all that, but they're all over my body.
That's what
and
I'm
my
saying.
My body always has clothes
you
on.
You got
so
freckles
like,
on your butt?
Yeah. When you think about, like, how much of your body freckles? Doesn't have a tan, so why the freckles if that's specifically sun-related?
I don't
unless
know.
It's astronomy-related. Oh, we doing, deep dive. Let's go. Origin of freckles.
Let's see. Because, my freckles are getting really dark now.
Oh.
And they're really dark on my nose.
Small, flat, and typically brown spots. Okay. They are caused by an overproduction of melanin, the pigment that gives skin hair. And, does that have to do with the sun, though? So it's not a sun thing.
No.
While genetics play a major role, sun exposure can also contribute to the development of freckles. Okay. So the freckles are adding on little freckles here and there, but it's really genetics.
Yeah, it says because the sun's UV light will make you produce more melanin to protect the skin, and that's why you get more freckles, because they're made from melanin.
But the skin is making
it.
Right. Your body starts to produce more melanin to protect itself from the sun.
Hold on, wait. Get the picture back. Get in that too, P. I'm getting you in there too.
Sorry, y'all. The costumes are really this good.
They're really
like,
good.
I was like, I knew he was dressing up as me, but I didn't think it was going to be like this.
It's opposite day, and damn it, that you're scary. We got Persephone as our special guest, but Pat is
here. What's going on, y'all? Love to hear more.
Hey, what's up? Crystals, incense, Quantrill.
I don't even say that.
Crystals.
Who shouts out crystals? Who's that earthy?
Did you put your crystals in the window before you
Who
got
shouts
here?
Shouts out all crystals.
You got to charge them up to hear. They ain't charged.
You know what's crazy? I thought I toned down my earthiness in the last few years.
Did you really?
Well, I mean, in the Great Taste
Look
days.
Look at your necklace.
You haven't been doing it as much
in the Great Taste days, there were more.
Oh, yeah.
There are more wrists.
Are y'all seeing the braces right now?
There was more.
Y'all seeing the drips keep?
Burning sage and all that stuff. I feel like I toned down the earthiness, but I don't know.
Why?
I guess it's always there.
It works for you, though.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Pat, you are the most, like, how do I say this? You are, everything about you
eclectic.
Fits.
Eclectic.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not like you have one thing that's like, oh, this is a wild thing for him. No, everything just fits, bro.
I built this brand brick by brick.
And I'll be damned if you let another nigga fuck it up, because you don't like the way another nigga lights candles.
There it is.
Lights candles.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Me and P were talking about this the other day. The way you do content directly shapes the fan base you have.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the fan base is a reflection of the person themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like toxic fan bases it's like you gotta at some point look at the creator.
Ooh, man, I just held back a lot, and I've been drinking, and I'm glad that I am that strong, because I almost said like such and such, like such and such, like such and such.
Back in the day, it was like boonk. And I feel like that's good to say now, because
Boom Gang.
Boom Gang. But he switched up so much that it's okay to say, because even he was like, I was wilding.
Yeah, remember when he hit the million and he jumped in that Dunkin' Donuts and he threw the jug of milk on the counter or something like that? It's a wild ass video,
honestly,
bro.
Some good internet.
So a lot of my fans are horny.
Yeah. Well,
so does that mean I myself?
You gotta.
That's what you. If you
gotta have some responsibility.
Yeah. You, if you're selling that,
you
Pete,
got.
Come on.
If you're selling sexy, me, you gonna get
people,
some.
Me and Pete pulled up to a party at a friend's house at the same time.
Oh yeah.
And I thought I was doing something. I pulled up in my little Audi. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Little E-tron. You know what I'm saying? Got all this shit.
Yeah, nice
he
car.
Pulled up in this badass motherfucking G wagon, red guts, and I was like. I gotta show my dick more.
I have never seen I have never seen someone react to someone's car more than her. Because like, I'm not gonna lie, like my friends, the people I'm blessed enough to be surrounded by, like, they've been coming up car wise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a nice little car in the last few years. Mm-hmm. And I have never seen like people on the street, people talking about it, people being like, that's my dream. Like, it's
are you a car person?
Yeah, that was my dream car.
Listen, the guys over at True Classic started with a simple mission: to bring premium, comfortable clothing to the masses. Because looking and feeling great shouldn't come with a designer price tag. And clearly, people agree. People vote with their dollars, and True Classic has sold over 25 million shirts to more than 5 million customers and racking up over 200,000 five-star reviews. Listen, guys, this brand isn't just about fabric or fit. It's about helping guys show up every day with confidence and purpose. Their shirts fit where they should, they feel incredible, and they don't break the bank. You get a tailored look without sacrificing comfort or blowing your budget. Now, who doesn't want that? I've been wearing True Classic for a while now, and you can feel the difference the moment that you throw one on. It's tailored where you want it, relaxed where you need it. There's no bunching, no stiff fabric, and no BS. Just a clean, effortless fit that works for real life. So forget overpriced designer brands. Skip the cheap throwaway stuff. True Classic is built for comfort, built to last, and built to give back. You can find them on Amazon, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, or head on over to trueclassic.com/DIYS to try them out for yourself. Thanks for watching.
So well, I guess that's why. Have you been to, do you go to the LA Auto Show?
I've
go every
never
year.
Been to the LA I Auto Show. Which is crazy.
They do it at, I might have missed it. No, I think it's October. No, it's November. It's down at the LA Convention Center.
Yeah.
And they have
indoors?
All, yo.
It's been it's there indoors? For years. Mm-hmm. Years.
But they have outside executions too. You can drive and test drive cars and stuff like that. Actually, I bought cars that I've test drove there because I
you bought them there?
No. I got them after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. But,
yeah. I'm a car person.
I do want to go because I've never been. I know that.
And then there's the Audi Museum over there on Fairfax. Which is also a good time too. I love cars.
The Peterson,
yeah,
Automotive
yeah,
yeah, Museum.
So fucking weird. it's so weird.
You're not gonna get over it.
Do y'all want to post this to Thick Threads?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dom's gonna do what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure. I'm with it.
This What's is up, so Dom? Weird. What's up, St. Angela?
It's so weird mm-hmm, to look
big
at.
Dom.
Dom.
Nah, but your car game is crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Like, car game is,
speaking
is
as somebody who loves old schools, you know what I mean? I spend a lot of my time repairing old schools. I just gave a...
I forgot we were in character.
I was like,
when did you like? And I was like, no.
It's been like this forever. I just gave a car to Currency.
Yeah. I don't know anything about cars. My registration was fucked up for like a year. I've been taking Ubers and Lyfts for like a year to around the corner because I don't know anything about cars. One time I got lost in San Diego because I don't even know how the GPS works. I was driving to the location, and then I guess I just made a wrong turn and started going in the wrong direction.
And just kept going.
And I just kept going for like an hour, and then I almost ran out of gas.
I'm not going to lie. Damn. I'm ill-equipped in this fight. I'm not going to win this.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you got to understand the battle you're in and realize it's not
going to lose. Loser.
You could do the whole pizza and hot dog. That's like two jokes. This nigga's in his bag.
Man, you should have. Look, you should have came.
Niggas in his bag.
One thing, you should have came with a silk robe on.
I didn't know. You should have. If I was told 30 minutes before, I would have had a plethora.
You need that. You need the robe.
One of those.
And you got to put some freckles on your chest.
You understand who you up against.
You know? Freckles on the chest. I don't know if you have red hair right there, but
I'm not skilled yet.
Got a couple. Actually, you have to lead everything in.
Okay.
All right, what do you
We got a couple stories for y'all today. Would you rather have spaghetti for hair or maple syrup sweat? Was that too fast? That seemed weird. He has the pacing down pat. Would you rather high five everyone you meet or salute them?
Ooh.
That's an easy one for me. I love a good high five.
I love a good high five. Especially when it connects. That crisp, like, like that. Yeah.
And there's like a weird little energy transfer from that.
I'm here for the salute.
I feel like, but there's nothing in that.
That's a dominatrix.
I don't have to touch him.
Yeah, but that's too formal.
I've learned where people's hands be. And I'd rather salute.
Fair. That is fair. That's fair. That's like, honestly.
You see how my hair moves when I'm bouncing? Like,
I do not overly shake my head so that my hair can move. Fair.
I mean.
I will say this. When I was in high school, I met Pharrell, and he was my GOAT at the time. Still is. But he was doing like a meet and greet with a bunch of people, and he was just dapping everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned afterwards that was a whole thing, like godliness over, you know, is cleanliness. But at the time, I was so offended because I was like, damn, he didn't dap me up. He hit me. I came in with this, and he hit me with this. And that's because he was touching people's hands all day.
Mm-hmm.
No, that I had to. I switched that up though, too.
Sense. Mm-hmm.
Like, Tahir really switched that up, too. Because it is so, especially like,
clarification.
When Tahir is selling his shirts, because, like, now that we're doing theaters, now that Tahir is doing theaters, with Kev and them, it's different than doing comedy clubs. Comedy clubs, they typically don't have extra people to work your table.
Yeah.
But at theaters, they have people to work your table. That person comes literally just to sell your
Just
sell
because of the venue or because of y'all
They
group?
Work. They work at the venue, and their job is to sell the merch.
Wow.
Hmm.
And what you don't know, like this, bro, I'm learning so much. So let's say I spend $1,000 to get 110 shirts. Right, and that might last me for the weekend.
Are you buying?
I buy for the weekend, right?
Inventory.
Yeah.
So you don't have like a crazy inventory before a tour. This amount and then this amount. Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll sell maybe 30, 40 shirts. So Tahir sell maybe 30, 40 shirts per venue, right? Now that may equate to about $1,100, right?
Mm-hmm.
The venue gets 30%, 20 to 30% of that. They get 20% on the sales.
Of merch?
They get 20% on your sale, and then they also take the tax on it as well.
But they're also taking from the bar and tickets, right? And parking.
They get all of that.
They get merch?
They get merch, too.
So, wait, because they're helping sell it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. When you sell it.
Yeah. No. They
flappers.
Get that. Yeah.
Even flappers.
Some comedy clubs try to enforce it, but like you see it more so in the theaters, right? So you're like, well, fuck it. If you're going to take the money, I'll let you sell it. But here's the thing, though. You sell more when you buy your merch. Most people, when they're leaving the venue, they're leaving, right? The only reason they would stop is because they recognize something. So I still have to be out there.
And they take 30.
And they're going to take 30.
Wait. Okay, hang on. Wow. Let me just make sure I got this straight. You were used to the brick and mortar. I set it up. I'm here. You were making the sales. Then when you got the break, and they're like, you can sell it. You sold significantly less.
Let's
because
say, if
you
I sell $1,000 worth of merch, $300 of that is going to the venue off the rip. Now, I have to pay $1,000 for the shirts just to get the shirts.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm only making.
And then the $300 on top of that.
And they take tax?
And the tax is included in $300.
Oh, okay.
So the 20% is usually what their fee, and then they take the 10% for the tax.
Uh-huh. Oh, so at most,
so like
you can lose money.
Yes. Yeah, so if you can make, let's say you hit $1,000 on merch, and you can make $3,000, you're really only making $2,100. $900 of that $3,000 is going toward the venues.
And even if you're like, I'm good, I can sell it.
That's not, doesn't matter. An option.
So, so
we asked, because I was going to bring tables. I was going to buy, I would rather buy tables every venue, every city, and just throw the shit away.
But that shit is locked up.
They
like,
won't,
this is how
they, you can't sell it outside the club.
So why not, how come, can you just not sell?
You can't. That's what
and
I
then
did
they don't take 30, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't sell. Cause I
does
was like,
the in-person tickets transfer well to online sales?
Not really. Because people, that means they have to go home. They're going to forget. Because, like, my shirts aren't up online right now. I told them to give me a month so I can get my website together and everything. Who going to remember in a month? In a month, we're getting ready for Christmas.
But if you had your shit online, though, or when you had your shit online, did it transfer ever?
You might get 20% max.
Of 100%, which is 30% is taken out of.
So you might get $200, $250 in sales. If you don't have anything there, you're telling people to go online.
So moving up from clubs to theaters, did merch sales go up or down?
Well, you can charge more at theaters. So in the comedy clubs, $25, $30.
Oh,
and the venues and the theaters, I'm charging $40 to $50, right?
Mm. So everything bumps up.
Everything bumps up.
That's
yeah.
so crazy.
Because in theaters, they don't have a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
So they have that extra money to spend on the merch.
Ah.
In clubs, they have to adhere to the 2-item minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to spend $30 to $50 already on that. So you got to make the price point for the merch affordable after they already spent $60 on themselves, between $40 and $60 themselves. If they're on a date, they spent between $70 and $100.
Okay. So during the show, before the show, during and after, there's someone selling your shirts for you?
Just before the show. Before the show, I sell it or they sell it. And after the show, I sell it or they sell it.
You sell it? Okay.
Yeah, because some venues, you can sell it. Certain venues, they it's mandatory. They have to sell
it. Does it take away from your aura if they buy something from you before the show?
No. I prefer it. Because if I sell out before the show or if I only got 10 shirts after, then I ain't got to stay up.
Mm.
Yeah.
But aura-wise, I feel like you have a maximum aura after you get off stage.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, if I'm building up their aura from these sales, I go on stage and I'm fucking murder. And if I don't want to sell Etheridge, I don't have to sell Etheridge.
What if you sell out before, bomb
even
on stage, and then there's a line for
returns? They're about the shirts.
Returns?
Ain't no returns.
Patrick!
Returning
merch is crazy.
Ain't no returns,
is crazy.
You know what's crazy is that because it's not my tour, I haven't been going as hard on the promo. And I've been to cities where I got people, like real people, and I have not invited them out to the show. And we get comp tickets.
And they're still sold out. Without the favors and the friends called. Yeah.
My brother is in Atlanta. We were in Atlanta last night, and I didn't even call my brother.
That's crazy.
Is that on purpose? Or?
No, I just absent-minded.
Just because it's not your responsibility.
It's not my responsibility.
But that makes sense. If you're doing a bunch of stuff, now it's like, okay, you guys got this. I can cover this as opposed to...
Mel that came to the show? She had an OnlyFans and all that?
Yeah.
Completely forgot she was in Houston. Didn't even hit her up. She hit me today. I was like, what the fuck? You were in my city and didn't tell me? I was like, you're right.
That's crazy.
I mean, honestly, that probably speaks on you and Kevin and Tony. Because it's also like, Kevin and Tony are like, they got it covered. But it's also like, a lot of people focus on just one thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you have a bunch of stuff going on, they might see that as like, oh, he don't care about this tour. But it's like, no, he has time to focus on the other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to get to what Kevin and Tony are.
And I definitely think this is the perfect opportunity to utilize this tour for that. So you better jump on it.
I'm trying.
You've been doing it. Yep.
Yeah, well.
Ride that pony, Pat.
So here's the switch that's not gonna happen. We cannot be calling that nigga Pat and me to hear. I will.
You're
to hear.
You're
to hear.
My
mind will look at your face.
It's 30 minutes of you being to hear. So we got
you
30 minutes
have
to make
some
sure
real
that 7-Eleven gets your hot dogs here before you turn into the Hulk. Dog smash.
if me be first of all, Tahir has layers. Okay, let's talk about Shrek. Tahir is Shrek.
right? Tear got layers. It's not just eating hot dogs and pizza. You know what I'm saying? So besides that, it's like I'm failing at acting like Tahir. I'm not lying. I'm not deceiving.
You're not saying
Shrek
words
with
wrong.
A tramp stamp. Up my, you got the tramp stamp, don't you, Tahir? Tattoos.
Oh, we should have drew that.
You got. Let me see your tramp stamp.
I thought about that, but it was like a lot of that stuff you couldn't see anyway, so I didn't put. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I definitely should have put some
and my
gats on the back.
Yeah, my pants are way too baggy for those to be yours. So. I would have needed some leggings.
Just short shorts, man. I've been.
You've been rocking your legs out more.
Here's what I saw Hoochie about daddies. Branding. Good musicians, they have eras where they look different, and that's why artists can draw them differently. You know, ever seen that?
Not Chance.
It'd be
for
like,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even like for the older niggas, like the Beatles. You know what I mean? They had the bowl cuts, then they start doing drugs. They had the mustache, then they had the long hair. You know, like an artist can like depict it in different timelines and stuff like that.
So right now, it's your Hoochie Daddy era.
Exactly.
Short
so
shorts.
If you were to draw me now, it would be short shorts and the glasses. But
festive underwear.
He's dressed
and short
up
shorts.
As like great taste in its prime, Pat, where I had this thing and the hell of this. And
that's how I met you.
I toned
you were
down
dressed
a
like
lot.
This when I met you.
A lot of people saw me for the first time like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even hate on it. I'm like, that's fucking dead on. But then I'd be hating a little bit.
Shout out
like,
to Hippie.
I don't even
again,
do that
man.
No more.
Shout out to Hippie. This is nice.
You say shout out to me, but there's one thing Pat didn't do that I gave him because he just didn't feel like it might not translate on camera very
the
well.
Tattoo?
No. Some tooth.
The side tooth.
I got him some black stuff to.
Oh,
why
you know it?
Okay, wait. Before you give me that look.
No, actually, it's directed to her.
That's why I said don't praise me just yet. Because I gave
okay.
him that too.
First of all, I didn't know we live in the wide shot. We don't be getting that close. I wasn't even sure if the freckles. So think about it from my perspective. If I wasn't even sure about the freckles. I'm gonna paint my tooth. I just didn't know how much I would be like, ha guys,
let's,
fuck Tahir.
Let's just go with the stores. Let's go.
I sent Tahir like a side tooth replacement thing that I saw, like an ad I saw on Instagram. And I was like, yo,
wait,
you can use
ad?
This.
Wait, it was just like a little plug? I think, okay.
We're
Jordan Peele, all my horror directors. I think that there should be a horror film written
about
for Tahir.
Teeth?
Where his side tooth is telling him to do crazy stuff. You know how, like, a lot of the times it's like the house. Amityville Horror. The house told the person to kill his whole family.
So we're giving him a side tooth then.
No, let's switch it up.
So the space is telling him
like
what to
I
do?
Like, I fell out and I kept it, and it's talking to me? Like, I gotta really go to
this. It's not there!
Wait, you didn't punch a big hole in this.
I don't appreciate that you keep
I think it falls out, and he's just like, damn, I want another one, and it summons like some type of like spirit.
Yeah, so like in the daytime, he
so
can have it in, and it's positive.
Here.
But wait, we're going
what
somewhere.
We got
in
you
the daytime,
lightness.
It's positive. He has to take it off
switches?
By 8 p.m.
Like,
or
werewolves?
Else. Yes, or else he transforms.
Or like a full moon happens.
Yes, and he has to put it on like a little charger or something at
a
night.
A charger?
Yes, to charge. Charge up the positive energy. Oh my God.
Like
so
a dairy
charger. So by the time he puts it back in the daytime, it's full
hey,
of good.
Louisiana. It's
and
Louisiana,
then
something about
he
Louisiana,
forgets.
Right?
You
right?
forget one
let's
night.
Just, let's just,
hell yeah.
That's a good, that's,
that's
I think
not,
we cooking.
That's not, no, we're not cooking.
Pat, I think we cooking, y'all.
We here with it.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Let me flip my.
Y'all do that anyway. Y'all do that again. Yeah, no, I don't want I'm gonna stop it.
Let's damn. So you didn't stop the first one, you had to stop. You had to ask
I missed the first one.
It was quite slow.
Louisiana.
Too.
Wait. Let's get into some creepy stories. So this is damn internet. That's creepy.
Don't you fuck this up because I fuck up shit.
I wasn't about to do that.
You just gotta stutter a couple times.
Damn, y'all, that's creepy. Alright, so this is some scary stuff. Louisiana. This is called the Rocaro.
Say it with the Louisiana.
Well, Rougarou. This is the Cajun
Rougarou.
Bios of Louisiana.
Rougarou.
This is a Rougarou.
The Rougarou.
A Rougarou. This is a Cajun werewolf legend said to stalk swamps and sugarcane, hunting sinners who break Lent.
Was he Cajun?
I'm just Cajun. Saying, like, I've never right. heard of a non-human entity that only kills people if they don't follow a religious thing.
That's crazy. Okay, so here's the creepy angle. Half man, half wolf.
Right.
Okay. Glowing red eyes. Oh. Said to curse others with a single bite.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. Parents used to be... Okay, I'm sorry. Parents used to threaten kids with the rogoro will get you to keep them in line. Here's the problem. Whenever you say, hey, there's a werewolf out there doing crazy stuff, whenever you're cornered with facts, you can be like, oh, he just turned back into a fucking human. Werewolves is the worst folklore you could possibly accuse any area of. Because at the end of the day, you can be like, oh, my bad. Yeah, that nigga turned into a human by then.
The scav.
Man, fuck I mean, all that.
It could just be cloud coverage.
All right, man, I don't be doing this. What does that even mean? What you mean?
Because werewolves usually turn into werewolves when it's a full moon.
Okay.
Right? So if there's cloud coverage and they cover the moon.
Right. Oh, it's 60% nigga.
Yeah, he wasn't even wanting to turn back. He just was like
partial.
So it's like your arm and your neck.
Yeah, like as soon as this cloud leaves, I'm on your ass.
Do you think, so half man, half wolf, do you think the dick is part wolf or and it stays as
your,
a man?
Whoa, this is by your fans or your fans.
Where would you, what stage would you rather fuck them in though? Mostly wolf or mostly human?
I don't know. Beast mode is kind of like.
Would you rather fuck a nigga that was like mostly human but got that wolf dick?
You got that dog
or
in him.
Mostly wolf but got human dick?
You got that dog in him.
Which one do you? Oh, you want
no, the no, 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 I don't want no hairy beastie dick. No, 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 no. I want the man.
Right there.
I want the man. I want the man because I don't know what the wolf got. I don't want no.
That's not like disease wise.
I mean, most diseases come from animals.
Yeah, you
but
know
I'm
what
just saying.
So if he was clear. No, it's too much hair. It's hairy, isn't it?
You don't want a hairy dick. Oh, shit.
Damn. What'd you do?
I thought I was taking out a big booger. It was the whole. It was the whole. My bad. I'm seeing.
When I first saw it, I thought he had a booger, and then I saw. I was like, "Oh no, it's the."
And now my nose is wet. That's crazy. I can't.
No, this is so.
Tahir's gonna get you something.
Oh god. Okay.
I didn't know how that was in, and right. I was wondering how that was in.
You never had the magnet. Oh, thank you. You never had the magnet. Earrings.
I never did.
What's crazy is that
that
it happens like that in real life. So like sometimes I can, well not sometimes, if I don't feel like taking this out, I will flip this up, my septum up, and when I flip it up for some reason,
you're wiping off the freckles.
When I flip it up, it activates my nose running. Even if I'm not like sick or anything, my nose will start running, and I don't know if it's the nerve endings or the hair that's inside of the nose that makes your nose run. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
What'd you do? You lost it?
I dropped both of them. Out of panic.
This is just a disaster right now. Like,
I'm sorry. You don't know how to be someone else? God damn.
I'm being someone else right now.
That's a good point. But also, like,
I'll get in character.
Nigga, like, you don't have fucking the real Storm to tell you, like, oh, that's not accurate. Like, I have the real Tahir to tell me that shit right now.
Yes, Halle Berry was going to be part of my rap.
Okay.
I practiced for this and I didn't even get to rap.
Storm need to focus on being an Omega level mutant threat, not being fine.
Excuse me, okay? Ouch. Don't come for Storm while... I distinctly remember you saying one of your favorite cosplays was Storm.
Oh no, it's fire! No, I'm not saying
it's hard. The cosplay because
is bad.
Because Storm is hard. She controls the weather.
She controls the weather.
You look great.
She controls the weather.
Sure.
She can teleport in motherfucking lightning.
That is
wait.
Lightning
I'm sorry.
Strikes.
What's that from?
Her lore.
No. She can teleport in lightning. That's very specific.
Yes.
Do you have a specific comic or scene from the MCU that you can even reference?
Oh, you asking for receipts?
I'm gonna show you a receipt. You said she could do something. Tell me when she did
because
that.
Because she does. It's part of her abilities.
She looked up, what can Storm do? I'm telling you. I do this.
I'm dressed as the original comic.
Storm didn't have this one as the original one. Maybe she had on third the full one. Body. She had on the full body.
I thought the original was this one in the comics. Because I didn't actually later. See this one
the
in
original
the
original Satan? X-Men had like hella suits. Like yeah. They had like full suits. I don't know when Storm like Swiss joined. Yes. Right.
I gotta show you then.
That means you don't know. Okay,
I could show you.
Is it me?
Relax.
Okay. All right, you guys. Damn internet, you creepy. Next up, we got the Clown Motel. This happened in Tonopah, Nevada, which I'm not going to lie, I believe it already because Nevada and Arizona, that's where all the crazy shit happens.
Yeah.
Native Americans were there. Nobody else was there. White people weren't there. They were just like, holy shit, this is happening. Okay, so this is what happened. A roadside motel filled wall to wall with clown dolls. This is located next to a graveyard. This is what trips me out about white people. They can be driving in Nevada. They can see, oh, here's a cemetery. Oh, here's a place to stay right across the street, and they will still stay there. Here's the creepy angle. Guests report clown laughter.
Clown laughter?
I'm trying to figure out what that is compared to regular.
Like that crazy sound.
I'm sorry, what?
Like that crazy sound.
You know, if I heard I wouldn't think clown. I don't know what I
think with clown. This is the original?
This is original, the white one.
Oh.
So you don't even know what you're talking about.
This is
2.0.
Oh, this is weird.
No. She said the original.
Look at this room.
Ugh.
What is that?
The clown.
Yeah. The clown.
That's not okay.
Oh, no.
That's not okay. All right,
go back to the story.
But honestly, it looks like they're trying to be creepy. Honestly, I think it's kind of laughable.
Some places do. Some places do.
That one's kind of laughable.
That's an amazing room if you think about motels. What the fuck?
Oh, you told me to go back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's literally built beside the graves of miners. And I...
Miners? Oh, miners.
Miner, like M-I-N-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
These are miners who died in the 1800s. There's an explosion that happened. And then also, the owner claimed some clowns move on their own.
Okay, listen. First of all, clowns is not a great decor. So if you're buying all these clowns, like, they went to a clown, was it on... What was that movie with Woody Harrelson? Zombieland? Didn't they go to a clown motel?
I don't know if they went to a clown motel. I'm getting hit by hiccups.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, are you okay over there?
You need some water?
You need to take a big, huge gulp of water.
Why you say big and huge?
Hey, man.
A gigantic.
That's a size.
Keep going. It'll take it away
that
like
pink
that.
One? Yeah, I don't want to stay there. I don't want to wake up and that's my
that should have cured it.
Why the pink?
I don't know, man. It feels like it's trying too hard to be upbeat and lively. Like you're trying to, and then that picture right there? No, I'm good. I'm good.
That dude seemed like a horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look
now
at
that with Chucky and all that. That's cool.
That's it.
This is the same room right here.
Yeah,
you know.
Why would you want to wake up next to that?
I'm good.
You know, this is the lightest of some of the themed. Horror-themed hotels that we've seen. We stayed in a witch hotel before that. It was
the
just
lore
like,
of this is a little bit heavier than that, though.
Yes, yeah. But that first room, it was like, oh, we found a picture at Ross of a clown.
Yeah,
and the pane glass window was just of a clown, just a regular clown. I don't know. I guess I don't really understand the
once
biggest
you start, once you start
fear
diving
with,
in it, like having it. Painted on the walls.
It's scary to me.
Yeah,
it is really scary.
That's scary as hell.
And what's his name? The clown killer. What's my boy name? Fat dude. Clown killer?
Terrifier?
No, a real serial killer that was a clown. Ed Gein is Texas Chainsaw Massacre Psycho.
And he's fat.
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy is the clown killer.
He was the one that was dressed like
he was a clown, though.
Yeah,
yes, that's him right there. He's a clown.
Oh, clown killer. I thought you meant like he killed clowns.
No. He dressed as a clown for parties, and then he was killing like young teenage boys. And they were all in the crawl space. I don't know how you got that. How did that even happen? Like, you didn't eat anything.
Yo, that's crazy. Like,
I'm just gonna take this away.
When you have hiccups,
you be having hiccups.
Like,
what?
I don't. I don't have them that often.
Oh, it's part of the costume.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say that. You just can't.
I mean, you can't because look, you can use it when you talking because he be stuttering.
Okay. First of all, I thought we were on better terms.
No, we're on great terms, but I'm just trying to give him a more authentic version of you.
All right, well let's go to some of the stores.
All right, hold on. Let me go.
Drink more water. I don't know. Usually I take a huge gulp. But see, you was swallowing, you didn't gulp it though.
He said he didn't
put
have
a whole
no
bunch
in
your mouth, whole bunch, and then swallow it all at once.
That hurts too.
See, he's just not doing it right.
Oh.
Get Pat to here. Get those napkins right there.
I got it. Jesus.
You said to just let a whole bunch of it in.
No, I was saying put a whole bunch of your mouth and then go whoop.
That's what I tried to do.
No, this you were like, you were drinking
swallow. It's real to hear.
Knows how to swallow.
Knows. Wait, well, hold on.
Wow. Oh, I thought.
That's not where I was going at all. I was going to go with a liquor.
Oh, my bad.
That.
Crazy.
Okay, why did an entire village wake up speaking a dead language in 1947?
I want to know.
Okay, on the morning of June 18th, 1947, the 412 residents of Burton Hollow,
Broughton,
can you make that a little bit bigger?
Don't blame it on that.
All right.
Dang, hippie.
Broughton Hollow, Arkansas, woke up with no memory of English. Instead, they spoke a fluent, you want to give me that, Kamassian, a Siberian language that became extinct since 1850. Children recited Kamassian poetry that they'd never learned. Elders described dreams of ice temples and singing bones.
Ice temples?
Yeah. Linguists who rushed to the village noticed something worse. The villagers' new language was evolving. By nightfall, they developed grammatical structures unknown to any human tongue. When recorded and played backwards, the speech contained perfect Gregorian chords in Latin and a language known as a language none of the farmers knew. The military quarantined Broughton Hollow on June 20th. Declassified documents claim mass hysteria was to blame, but a leaked 1952 memo reads, subject BH, contamination, recommend permanent sterilization of site. The words are spreading in the soil.
First of all, this sounds fire.
That means that they contaminated, like a fire story.
They planned on killing them.
If they wanted to completely contaminate, completely isolate them, they were planning on killing that
so
whole
So you could wake up with a whole different language? Did they still know their native tongue, too?
They didn't say that, but...
Because if they still...
No, it's not a true vent. Okay, it's a fictional tale.
Oh, it's not true.
Okay.
Oh, what?
But I will say this, though.
Okay.
Hypothetically, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not crazy to think that the government would do something like that.
Wow.
Yeah,
that would have been fire. That's like one of those pills that they take that make you smarter and shit.
What's the movie?
The movie, yes.
What's that movie?
What?
The movie where you take a pill and it makes you smarter, but it fucks you up later.
No.
The guy from A Hangover.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then he started getting like gaps in memory.
Focus?
No.
No, it's not Focus.
Damn.
Fuck.
Dang. He took the pill.
Limitless.
Yes, the Limitless pill.
Shout out to Bradley Cooper because I only knew him from
Hangover.
Hangover.
That's such a good movie. He is a fucking
amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in, what was the movie with Lady Gaga when she was a country star?
Rising
Star?
A Star is Born. Yeah.
Fucking amazing actor. But in that movie, it was. And I'm talking about Limitless. So good. He just did such an amazing job. And coming from a comedy,
I would take a Limitless pill.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of actors that are amazing at comedies and amazing at.
That's crazy.
The only thing is, he started experiencing gaps in memory.
Yeah,
And that, where he's like waking up in places that he never,
he didn't know.
That shit is scary as hell. So it's like, I want to know like unlimited info? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But not.
But the ending was great. How he figured it out, like how to wean off the bad parts of it, focus in on the good parts of it, and actually like get a superpower. Like he was able to like know when, what's his name? Robert De Niro was like, he knew shit that was about to happen before it happened, and he knew what was going on with Robert
Same thing
De Niro
with that movie with Scarlett Johansson, where she took that drug, and then she could use 100% of her brain.
Lucy.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
Same thing. It was a drug.
And it was a little fucked up. That it was like, fucked felt up. Rushed
but
at
she
the
ended
end.
Up understanding but, the Big Bang Theory and what was beyond. That was so good. Okay. Yeah. So that kind of sounds like that
would you take
was
it?
Derived.
Would you, even knowing
the drug?
What it, yeah. If it made you have gaps in your...
No.
Well, here's the thing. He was taking it every day, too.
Yeah, he was.
So if you space it out, and maybe you took it like midday.
Absolutely.
I think I would fuck with it. All right.
And I ain't took I've never taken a hard drug in my life. Never.
Let me tell you, you gotta try black tar heroin.
No. It is. Damn! Are you speaking as Pat or to here?
That as a suggestion.
I need
Pat.
Pat.
I got all these tattoos when I was on black tar.
God
heroin.
Damn it, Pat. Black tar is crazy. You just went
the fact
for
that
the.
They got black tar in front of the heroin is. Heroin is bad by itself. You put black tar in it. That's just.
You're saying it should be heroin with black tar.
Black tar heroin black tar. Is crazy.
Okay. Yeah. It probably would hit a lot of people differently if it was like heroin with black tar.
No, thank
black you. Black tar heroin is a crude, dark-colored form of heroin that is primarily produced in Mexico. It gets its name from appearance, which can be either sticky, tar-like substance, or a hard-like chunk resembling coal. This form of heroin is less refined than other types, such as the white powder heroin, and therefore contains more impurities.
Yeah. I didn't know they had white powder heroin. I don't know that much about heroin, except it really fucked you up.
Yeah. It's usually like that tan color.
I didn't really too much know about... I don't know about heroin
I just learned about it from like shows and shit like that. Like
I didn't know they had a powder version. I thought you had to like put the spoon... Wait, is crack the spoon?
Okay, so heroin can come in crystal form. It can also come in powder form. But also, like, the active ingredients in heroin and crack and coke and everything, like, they're very similar. So they can, like, all be, like, a lot of times people will put some of the same stuff in other things to stretch it out. So if they got some leftover from here, like the shake, whatever's left over, they'll put it in this to stretch it out because they have some of the similar active ingredients in it.
That's crazy. These niggas are chemists.
Look at these DEA pictures of it. Like, you want to know why is it DEA.gov? Here's a picture of heroin.
That looked like an alien. That looked like the alien. Have y'all seen the videos of the guy that supposedly found the alien thing?
Yes, like Venom.
Yeah, the like Venom thing.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what that looked like.
I'm watching the whole thing. Like, I'm keeping up.
Real. But that's his hope is that you only see one of them out of context. Because if you see all of them, it ain't.
Oh, yeah.
He
put it
in a deep freezer. It was getting big as hell.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot going on. I feel like at this point right now, where we are with the government and the climate of the society, I feel like only aliens can kind of write it at this point. Like, it's kind of crazy right now.
I'm excited about aliens.
Yeah, but
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be mean and fucking crazy when they come here if they're not here already. I mean, they already talk about humanoid stuff. And
not only that, they know that they're stronger and smarter than us. So it's like, what do you have to, like, you don't even have to assert a lot of dominance. You're just like,
if they're of extreme intelligence, they don't have to use, like, brute force to get us to do anything. They have extreme intelligence. So if anything, they're going to manipulate us.
Easy.
Look at MAGA. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just feel like they don't have to, like, we never hear about aliens, like, eating food and shit like that. So if they're an evolved, intelligent race, like, they already know what we need. They can literally just threaten us with, like, taking our water source or killing all our animals.
Low
or
key,
like that.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Follow me. I don't even think I've told Pat this theory yet. I think we are aliens to this planet. And our bodies have evolved over time. You know how, like, you know, our fingers start to prune when we're in water for a long time to allow us to have grip underwater, right? So if we are aliens, what if the other aliens that are coming are our ancestors.
What?
Wait. I mean, it could be.
It could be.
We like to say that they were coming to this planet to check out shit, and we decided we were going to stay. And because we stayed, we had to adapt. And because we adapt, we... Whatever the opposite of would be of advance, we de-advance, whatever that is, because we had to adjust to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're not as smart and mm-hmm. as advanced as them.
Right.
We can't figure out how to make our spacecrafts, like, or even just our aircrafts, like, just...
Yes. They just found a meteorite that had human DNA in it. No,
it landed here.
It's here.
And it already
had human DNA.
What the fuck?
Okay. So that might speak to us being actual aliens, which is, they say, the water, right? Didn't we go over this?
The water isn't even alien.
I thought it was alien.
It came from a...
Yeah.
Oh, so it is alien.
So,
okay,
so that means the fish are all aliens. So a fish can be aliens.
Wait.
Why can't we? If the water came from the meteorites or the comics or whatever.
But the water can come here, and then if the fish start here, that means they're not alien. That means they started here.
But they could have been in the water already. Why not?
They live in water.
All
right, so everybody has seen... What's the show? Invincible, right?
Okay. Yeah.
What if we are from an alien race,
mm-hmm. yes.
and we had to go out and find new planets to potentially inhabit or find for resources and things like that?
Yeah.
But when we got here, we had to populate it ourselves, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. we didn't have any of the technology, or our technology ran out, or it had the battery that ran out. So we were trying to do everything from just what we have.
Right.
And we were only advancing to this point. So our original race is coming to check in on us
mm-hmm.
and see how far we advanced.
Yeah, we changed so much.
Yeah.
But think about like how, okay, think about Interstellar, right?
Yeah.
Right.
At the very end of Interstellar, she's on a distant planet and she's setting up a civilization, and she has everything to start that civilization because they did the groundwork of finding a planet that is sustainable for human life.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That could have been our story because the human DNA that they found was like, I think they said it was like 3 million years old.
Which is crazy.
That's the thing that makes me feel like anything's possible, because the time difference is so crazy that it's like, how could I say that this didn't happen if it's like, that's what affected me years ago?
Especially when you think about like the pyramids, like stuff that we still can't explain, and the Mayan temples and stuff like that, how it got built.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's when the scouts had went out like, yo, come check out this place and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Let's build some fallout shelters here like this. Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to work on this joke right now. It's like, what if we found out that hieroglyphics were just graffiti?
Right.
And it's like after the people had died and the temples weren't being used anymore, somebody just went in and just chiseled all that shit mm-hmm. in.
And we included that in history.
Yeah.
I be thinking about stuff like, I think about bullshit all the time. And I be thinking like, what if our civilization was white, but the only thing left was like a DVD player and a DVD of Beyonce's concert.
They would
just be like, holy shit, Beyonce is God. The new civilization would be like, this being, like, she would just get everything. And it could be like, okay, they don't understand like what our civilization was like, but the evidence that's left over, it's kind of like Tutankhamun, right? He was the best preserved, but he wasn't the most famous pharaoh.
Do you think if the majority of the race that found that, like, let's say that they found this DVD and they found Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
and they see Beyonce is obviously black, she's tan, she has melanin in her skin, but the race that found her was white. Do you think that they would change?
At some point, they'd have a King James version.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would off rip. Because everybody might look like her.
Maybe you never know.
Because you have to pay reverence and all of that. And it's like. But after mm-hmm. the fact that, like, you want to change it.
For sure.
That we've been thinking with the Bible is like, because there's so many books of the Bible that was left out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many interpretations, too.
So many interpretations.
I've talked about this so many times.
Think about how many news... like stations there are mm-hmm. and how many things happen, and they're like, you report on this, blah blah blah, mm-hmm. blah, and then it's like, damn, this story became a bigger story, so you
get all of this, and right. then it's like those things y'all were like, you know, doing, forget about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that happens a lot because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's like
that's why they.
I think about that maybe vantage point.
Vantage point, but also Heretic. Watch Heretic if you have guys.
Oh, I
watch
haven't.
Heretic with Rob Lowe. It's a crazy. It challenges the way you think about religion and how each one at the basis. It's kind of different, mm-hmm. but the higher you get up into it, it all kind of like crosses over.
It becomes the same.
It all
yeah.
becomes the same thing.
With Vantage Point, it's a full movie of one yeah. incident that happened, and you get every seven different viewpoints
yeah.
of okay. The same thing, but
yeah,
but the difference in the stories of how yeah. people experience it is just, it's crazy because it's the same event, right. but seven different truths
yeah.
that are, none of them are lies. This is yeah. what I experienced.
I love that
so
one.
Then I think back to like, well, you know, Whitaker. Interpretations of certain things and then being passed on. How many interpretations? When and does the message too. Get lost? Is it, it's like.
The language too, because if we don't understand the way that a society or a race speaks clearly mm-hmm. and we're trying to interpret that, like even with like, Egyptian, like we're trying to interpretate hieroglyphics.
Interpretate.
Interpret.
Interpret. Goddamn Tate.
All right, man. want to thank our special guest, Persephone, for coming on. You got anything coming on?
What?
That you want to let people know what's
I'll get
going on? Now we're going to disclose that. We all didn't drink a little bit.
Interpretate.
Interpretate.
Pat wearing his hat on his black. I mean, his hat on his eyes.
Glasses.
Y'all,
his hat y'all. On.
We gonna interpretate. That's further than I can go. Persephone, what you got coming out? I know that SZA just posted a lesbian homie. What you got going on?
She did. SZA just posted that she's watching the lesbian homie.
Let's go.
And that's I dope. Love that
Shout
for
out
us.
To you for that. Shout out to Big John for creating that. That's amazing.
I'm starting a new little YouTube show called Fit-ish Adventures, which is basically...
What's it about? What's it about? This is important. This is a big part of the pitch.
This is me going around to different like sports, different events, different things that I can try out for the first time. I'm doing intro level of everything, mm-hmm. but I have an episode coming out of me doing aerial yoga, which is doing yoga in the silks.
Yeah.
And it's starting October 13th. Okay. It's already set up on YouTube.
Stretches so, for people that Pat. Ain't that in shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get one of those.
That was mints.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pam, what you got going on?
We got Planet Sandwich every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We got Mario Monday every Monday. Follow me on Twitch and YouTube. And other than that, Cloud Quest is out.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
Cloud Quest
I'll be seeing
out.
Everything.
That's my like solo travel show. We also got a joint travel show called We Trippin'.
We Trippin'.
We just dropped an episode with Sedona, Arizona. And we
yep.
have
Ooh,
a
I
episode
like Sedona.
Coming out with Salem.
Salem? If you, for Halloween?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Halloween, all the witch trials and all that stuff. If you want to know about all that stuff, We Trippin' Salem is out.
Mm-hmm. Thickthreads.com or Thick Threads
Everything
on YouTube.
Thick Threads.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you check out The Hospital and Trochee Season 2. Also, my special, Aging Out, is out on Amazon, YouTube, and you can also check that out on, what's that, Amazon, YouTube. And
it's at the point where it's too much. You're doing it, my
hey,
boy.
Hey, man, congratulations on everything. I haven't seen you in a long time.
You can't even figure it out. You're like, I'm doing so much stuff.
No, you're doing your thing.
And Apple TV.
And you got a new show, Hiking.
Hiking
with the homies.
Yeah.
It's on Patreon,
man,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, on Patreon.
And we're trying to sell them until we're trying to get Amazon on that.
You said we're trying to sell them a two?
We trying to sell that one too.
Oh. You heard what he said.
He said sell him a two.
Even I heard it.
He said sell him a two.
And can we find you guys on Fuse TV?
Oh, yeah. You can also check out all the shows that were on Kev on Stage Studio app.
Yes, sir.
On Fuse. Most of the shows are there. And, yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. So we're very excited about it right now.
At this make sure point, you, check it out. You just need to check in on everything Tahir and Kev are doing because it will probably, you'll probably see it at some platform
at some
and
point.
Then it'll just be on some platform that you'll never expect, like BET or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, it's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. As always, guys, I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Tahir Moore.
As always, guys, I'm Patrick Clout.
Wait, can I get it one more time?
Yeah.
Can you still see it?
Yeah, you still see it?
You still see it? Okay, for sure. And I am Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Clout. We'll see you next time on another episode of...
Oh, my God. We'll see you in November.
This is why we don't do
Happy Halloween!
Yes, happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Woo! Let's go.